This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, December 4th. God's word for you today is people and humility. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12 and 16. And it says, humility precedes honor. Giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. Not all addition leads to increase, and not all subtraction leads to decrease. God wants to promote you in front of your opposition. You cannot be mighty and be petty at the same time, and you need to focus on people, humility, and wisdom. Focus on people, humility, and wisdom, because sometimes we spend hours in prayer, we want an angelic visitation, we want power, we want promotion. Meanwhile, your promotion is in the people around you. Ask Joseph. He was hanging out with the ex-butler and ex-baker. Even though they were all prisoners, Joseph treated them well. He served them with his gifts and poured himself into them. If he had not invested in those relationships, Joseph would never have gone into the palace. Even though God had said he was going to be lifted, Joseph needed to treat the people around him well. And the beauty with people is you never know who will solve that problem for you. That is how God does his own things. I am grateful to God for the grace he has given me. I do not need to get anything from anybody to be good to people. I serve people with all my heart, even without thinking of getting anything back. However, I can tell you stories upon stories of how the people who I least expect to stand up for me are the people who stand up for me, and the people who I bank on to stand for me are the ones who give me trouble. So, just keep loving people and just keep investing in people. God will use the right person to speak for you in places you cannot speak for yourself, in Jesus' name. Humility is huge. Luke chapter 1 verse 52 says, he has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. God always exalts the humble. Even in the remaining days of this year, you are going to experience divine lifting. A magnet to divine lifting is humility. It is like it attracts divine lifting. Arrogance destroys fast. In fact, God stays away, distances himself from the arrogant. Did you know that? It is in the scriptures. If God distances himself from someone who needs God to lift him up, there is a problem. People are arrogant for so many reasons. Some people are poor, but are proud. They say, I may not have money, but I have my ego, and nobody can take my ego from me. Pride cannot take you anywhere. I have never seen anyone that rode on the back of arrogance into greatness, the God kind of greatness. Humility is unbelievably powerful. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to serve people with my gifts without expecting anything in return, and the grace to keep my heart humble, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.